From the historical wing of the Southwest Airlines Podcasting Museum, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. Now, by historical wing and podcasting museum, I mean my desk and a DVD with old episodes burned on it. As I have mentioned on this podcast, I recorded this for about a year for the employees only of Southwest Airlines before we made it public. So from time to time, I will be diving back into those archives to play an interview here and there. So the forthcoming interview is about a year old, so there may be a few references that date it, but on the whole, the information is still accurate. There is a reference to an episode where I observed the tail number aligning with the number of 737-700s in our fleet. After the interview, I will update you on the current number of aircraft in the fleet and the most recent tail number. So if you've ever wondered where the tail numbers for aircraft come from, well, I sat down with the person who keeps track of that for us. Now, if you're listening to the Red Belly Radio coverage of the delivery of the 500th aircraft, I made the observation that it was our 281st-700 in our fleet. And then I noticed that the tail number was N281WN. Now, I thought it was so cool that the numbers reflected the fleet count. I'm here today with Bill Morton, who works in maintenance as a regulatory compliance senior specialist. Now, part of Bill's job is to keep track of those numbers with the FAA. Now, Bill, if I were a betting man, which I am, I would have been tempted to bet that the number of -700 planes in the fleet and the matching tail number was all planned. So say I bet $20 at 2-to-1 odds, how much would I have won?
Well, I'm afraid you would have lost your $20. That's just simply coincidence.
And it's coincidence, but not all tail numbers, when we purchase aircraft, not all of those tail numbers are done in sequentially in numbers. They will come off the assembly line sequentially, but then we have to move to another group of numbers. Could you just kind of tell us where the tail numbers come from?
Well, the tail numbers, years ago, early on in our history, tail numbers tried to follow the model of the aircraft. We had the 300s tail numbers for the 300s. We had the 500 tail numbers for the 500s. And when we first got them, we had the 700 numbers for the 700s. But when we exceeded 100 aircraft, particularly for the 300s and 700s, we had to come up with different sets of numbers. So we got to looking around and picking and choosing. And that's kind of how we got there.
So we, being Southwest, are able to request tail numbers, and then they're what, submitted to the FAA?
Well, we had to request them from the FAA and make sure that nobody else is using that tail number. No tail number in the U.S. or in the world, for that matter, can be used by more than one single aircraft. So we first had to go to the FAA and make sure a particular tail number is not being used, and if it is not, then we can reserve it for our use down the line. And I'll try to get 100 tail numbers at a time, and that's how we came up with 700 model aircraft having 400 tail numbers and now 200 tail numbers and soon to be 900 tail numbers.
And so back to the 281st aircraft, how long... I'm assuming that N282WN will be our 282nd 700, and N283 will be our 283rd. Those numbers are going to be sequential. How many of those numbers are going to line up with the deliveries?
Probably the next dozen or so. After that, they won't particularly line up, and when we run out of 200 numbers, we'll go to the 900 series tail numbers. And in fact, I've already sent the first of the 900 series tail numbers to Boeing to be used on aircraft that we'll be receiving by the end of the year.
And those tail numbers are matched with the, I guess, serial number or registration number or something to the aircraft?
Well, the tail number is the registration number. It's essentially the airplane license plate, and they are matched to a specific serial number.
So if we were to sell an aircraft, which we do from time to time, do we get to keep and reuse those numbers?
The number has to be, we have to notify the FAA that we are selling the aircraft, and it's up to the purchaser if they want to continue to use that tail number or not. When we got rid of the 200s, we did not place any kind of restriction on those tail numbers that we gave up. So they may be out there still in use.
So I guess just the opposite would be true. If we were to purchase a aircraft from another airline, they would have the option of keeping or giving us that tail number.
Generally, in a purchase, yeah, we will change the tail number to suit our own scheme. Like the Ford aircraft that we purchased last fall became N270 and N271. So that's pretty common for us.
Now, you mentioned you order 100 tail numbers at a time. In fact, I don't even know if order is the right word, but you request or notify the FAA of these tail numbers. How far out are we planned?
Well, I've already got another 300 tail numbers on reserve with the FAA, and based on our delivery rates up to this point in time, that should last us approximately 7 or 8 years. If we, as Gary has mentioned, have to slow down our deliveries, the tail numbers will last a little bit longer. But normally I have to get a block of tail numbers 3 to 4 years in advance of actually having to use them. And when I do, one question that sometimes people ask me is, where does WN or LV or whatever come from? Initially, we tried to get all SWs, and that didn't always work. As time went on, and particularly when we got to the 700s, the gentleman who was doing the tail numbers at that point found out that a lot of the SW tail numbers associated with the 7XX number were not available. And that's where we got into SAs and HKs and CBs and all of that. Now, what I'm finding is that in general, SWs are pretty much used up. So I try to get WNs, our IATA code, for the most part. And if I can, I get them. If not, I may go to SA or I may go to LV. But I try to get as many of them alike as I can within that batch of 100 numbers.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Glad to do so.
As promised, Southwest Airlines currently has 538 aircraft in our fleet. All, of course, are 737s, and of that, 325 are 700 series. The most recent tail number is N927WN, and it belongs to the plane delivered on July 22nd. Now, something else that was part of that original show was a photo of one of my favorite events ever. I have always loved numbers and how they play off each other, and especially sequences. So this event was right up my alley. I wasn't invited to the event, but in all fairness, the people at Boeing probably didn't know this about me. About a year ago, Boeing wanted to honor its 7 Series family of aircraft with a special display and event held at their Museum of Flight featuring various customers' Boeing-produced airplanes. Each plane, the 707 through the 777, took off from Payne Field and landed at nearby Boeing Field in Seattle in sequence of airplane model numbers matching to the landing time. On July 7th, an Omega Air 707 started the show by landing at Boeing Field at 7:07 in the evening. Okay, so for those of you keeping score at home, that's 07-07-07, July 7th, 2007, a 707 landed at 7:07 in the evening. But wait, there's more. This was followed 10 minutes later by an Air Trans Airways 717, then a FedEx 727 at 7:27, an Alaskan Airlines 737 at 7:37, a Rolls-Royce Trent 1000 Flying Testbed 747 arrived at, that's right, 7:47, a Continental Airlines 757, a Delta Airlines 767, and an Air France 777 landing at 8:17 that evening. It was the first time all the aircraft types were assembled in this way. There's a really cool photo of this on the blog post of this episode, so it's really worth your click. I hope you'll do it. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.